well. We do have to rush a little bit. We have, I think Emil alluded earlier, that we have, us men folks, we have prepared dinner for all of the mothers, the ladies, the girls, the baby girls that are here, and us men, we're going to serve you all on today. And so if you can just bear with us right after service, we're going to set it all up, and it's going to be a tremendous blessing. There's a couple of things I want to share with you, brief. I do have a word from the Lord for us all today. We always need a word from the Lord. And I do want to say happy, happy, happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers in the house. Let's give them another big round of applause. I know the two of the kids are here, they didn't get a chance to say anything about their mom. We may have room for that, I don't know. But let's do this. I saw a couple of things that crossed my mind, crossed my heart on this week. And we all, you know what the definition of a mother is, you know, the one who bare children, who brought us into the world, the one who takes care of us, has been there for us, and all the tears that have flowed in this place on this afternoon. What a blessing. It tells you when you see the children weeping before their mom that their mom is a huge influence in their lives. And I just thank God. Oh, there's no love like a mother's love. Praise God. I concur with Pastor Rapp and saying how his mother would be so proud. I know my mother would be so proud of me as well. I never will forget all that she has put in my life. According to Strong's Concordance, the word mother is used, watch this, nearly 300 times in the Bible. And by Strong's Concordance tells us that the word literally means, and I love this because we can talk about mothers and grandchildren and so forth, but the literal meaning is an intimate relationship that bestows benefits on another. If that don't express a mother's love, I don't know what to do. Because my mothers have always been there for us. And I thank God for my wife. How she's been a mother to our children. I have so many stories that I can tell about how Sandy has been such a blessing. But I think I probably mentioned it before, how when she was way pregnant with our first daughter, and we had run out of money, and I had another week to go before we would get our first paycheck from the LA Unified School District. Didn't know what we were going to do. Didn't know where. I had tried. I'm an electrician. I did everything I knew how, and some things I used to do I had stopped doing, and we were in need. But I got it. See, I know fried chicken when I smell it. So I went to work that day in the valley, left Pasadena, came back, had no idea what we were going to eat. It's one of those times you open up the refrigerator and it's looking like the refrigerator said, huh, what? I don't know what you're looking at here for, you know. One of those things. And I got back home and we got the corn upstairs and I said, I know that's chicken I smell. Now, she was probably in the eighth month. She was very pregnant. We stayed in a four-unit apartment house and I had a lot of scrap wire, electrical wire, on my truck. And then I had taken off the truck and put it in our little bins that we had in our little apartment section. I got home and come to find out she had went out in a pregnant condition, got the wire all day, stripping the insulation off that wire so you can get more money for it. You get more money when it's clean, when it's number one copper. She had cleaned that wire, took it to the recycle place, got the money for it, and that money took us the rest of that week. And I said, wow. That is some kind of woman. And I just love her. I know she put the children out, but I love her with all of my heart. I have something to share with all of us, and then I'll get into the message for today. This was from Dr. James Dobson, Brother Chucky. And it talks about where do children learn to think highly of their mothers? And I think that's a good question. It goes on to say, who sets the pattern for their young minds? Positioning mom as a much loved and respected member of the family instead of being the chief cook and scrub lady. Y'all with me? The last public relations agent for mom is dad. Fathers can wield tremendous influence over what children think of their mothers or of women in general. early in my marriage, this is Dr. Dobson saying this, in his marriage to Shirley, he said, I learned that occasional irritation between us quickly reflected itself in the behavior of our children. They seem to feel if dad can argue with mom, well, it says, if dad can argue with mom, then we can too. I learned how important it was to express love and admiration for my wife. Even when there were issues that we needed to iron out beyond the gaze of the children. In short, my attitudes became the attitudes of my children, which I now know to be typical. In a world that often discounts the contribution of women, especially mothers, homemakers, it's up to us as husbands, brothers, to say in a dozen ways, your mother is a wonderful woman. She works hard and she deserves tremendous credit for what she gives to us all. As far as I'm concerned, mother is number one. Every brother, every man, every boy should get that down in their mind. Kids will quickly recognize the respect shown by a father and reflect it in their attitudes and behavior. It is public relations assignment that only we as men can perform. And so, brothers, I hope that hit us somewhere. Young babies growing up, the children are growing up. What do they see? How is mommy being treated? How are they going to learn to treat their wife and so forth as the time goes on? So here we are. It's about 11 minutes after 1. We have food catered. It's coming about 1:15, so the catering brothers are already ready to jump up and get that set. We have seat belts for Raquel, so she can't get up and do anything. But I do have a word I want to share with you from 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 through 16. And I'm just going to read it first, and then I'm going to get back to what the subject is for today. And I just want to leave this word with you on today, because I'm telling you, God is concerned about his people. God wants men, women, boys, and girls to learn how to trust him in hard times, not only in the good times, but in the hard times, in the trying times. And I'm telling you, this life can bring on some hard times. Some struggles, some trials will come our way. But if we trust in God, he'll make a way out of no way. So in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8, then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded, God has said, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Talking about Elijah, the prophet. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the city, to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. This is the prophet talking to a widow woman in this town of Zarephath. And as she was going to get it, he called her and said, please bring me a little morsel of bread in your hand too. You know, bread and water, right? So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin. And a little oil in a jar. And she said, and see, look here. I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. It was a terrible drought in the land. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first. And bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. This is real important. The bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household, her son, ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word which the Lord by Elijah had spoken. So the thought for today is a little flour, a little oil, and a great big God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many know he's a great big God?
Yes.
Do you know he'll make a way out of nowhere? Do you know that God wants us to trust him, to learn how to trust him and stand on his word in the midst of it all? Regardless of what our issues is, our problems, our propensities to sin, whatever, God wants us to turn toward him and live. So in this passage of scripture, it was a lot going on here. This we take you back to ancient Israel, where the kingdom had divided. And now you had 10 tribes to the north, which was Israel, and 2 to the south, which was Judah and Benjamin. All of this because of sin. And Israel had many kings. They began to, one king after the other, started with Saul, and they all were doing evil in the sight of God. But here came the last one named Ahab, was worse than all the rest. And he had caused Israel to sin. He had set up a Baal worship and idol worship for the people. And God was not pleased with that because the people belonged to God.
That's right.
You see, God has a way of getting our attention. And so here's what God did. He said, Elijah, now Elijah, new prophet, God just getting him started on his merry way of telling folks what God has to say. You know, people don't always want to hear what God has to say. Because sometimes what God has to say will rub you the wrong way, like rubbing a cat backwards from the tail to the head. He won't stay with you long. He's like, no, the first thing is I'm out of here, right? So God has a word. So here was sin rampant in the land of Israel. Here's this king who figured he's big enough to do whatever he wanted to do. This is the same king who had that wife named Jezebel, right? And God tells Elijah, you go to him and tell him it's not going to rain until I say so. It's not going to rain for 3.5 years. Mm. And when he told that crazy king that, God said, now get your hat. In short, in my term, he said, you better get up and get out of here because they're going to want to kill you. But he told him, it's not going to rain, but by my word. So God never leaves us nor forsakes us though. You know, oh yeah, this is a Mother's Day message. We saw this mother, she's in need. So the God who is in control of everything, he says, don't worry, Elijah. Get out of here. Go down out here. I have commanded a raven, something that's unclean even to the Israelite, to feed you, to sustain you. And he went down and every day. Now mind you, the prophet have said, it's not going to rain no more, but by my word. So when rain stopped falling, stuff started drying up. When rain stopped falling, crops stopped growing. Apples stopped growing. Everything you can think of. Animals began to wither and die. And it got so bad, after a while, the raven didn't have anything to go to fetch to bring to Elijah the prophet to eat. And God said, that's no problem. And that brings us to where the lesson is today. And God said, okay, now you go down to Zarephath. I have got you. God said, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain you, to feed you. She didn't know about it at the time. Have you all ever been poor and didn't know it? My mother was so good at taking care of us. My dad was nowhere in sight. We would get government commodities once a month. Some of y'all may know about that. Some of you may not. You may have been there before. We got all that good government food. But we were poor. But as kids, we didn't know it because our mother prayed. Our mother took care of us. Our mother, she would make stuff. And there was one dish. It wasn't even a dish. It was called a Hopalong Cassidy. Some of y'all old enough that that was an old Western guy. But you know what it was? It was light bread. We didn't even have wheat bread them days. It was light bread. Peanut butter and bananas. And sometimes that may have been our evening meal. But guess what? We tore that Hopalong Cassidy up. Mother took care of us. She would pray and she would pray and she would pray. Sometime I would say, Mom, I just want to talk to you. I couldn't wait for her to stop praying. But she was concerned about us. So in the scripture today, we see that here is a situation. Thank you so much. Here's a situation to where the drought has taken effect. The drought has taken effect, and here's the Elijah. He gets down here where God told him to go, and here's a widow woman. She don't have anything. She prepared, ready to prepare her last little oil, last little flour to make a little cake, and she didn't see. Have you ever been to the point where you didn't see anything coming?
Yeah.
You didn't know where your next meal coming from. You didn't know when the paycheck was going to show up or whatever. Things is tight, but guess what? You're here right now.
That's right.
So whatever you've been through, God brought you through. And she told him, he said, just give me a little drink of water. And she said, who is this guy? You know, who? And he said, not only that, bring me just a little bit of that. Bring me a little bit of that bread. Make me a little cake. And she said, we're going to eat our last little and die. She said, and it tells me, even though she wasn't an Israelite, she knew something about the God of heaven.
That's right.
She said, because in short, I swear by the Lord God of heaven that this is all we have. We're going to eat this and die. Can you picture this? The mother saying, this is my baby. I'm going to feed him. Don't know what else we're going to have, what else we're going to do. And we just gonna sit here, I'm gonna hug him, love him, and we just gonna die. But God has said, not so. That's you right. Shall not die, but live and declare the glory of God.
Amen.
And so she was obedient to the man of God who was operating in the spirit of God because it's God's will to give us the kingdom. And so here, when you obey God, God will make a way out of no way. She said, no problem, I'll make it for you first. And she did that, and guess what? I can imagine every day following that. She figured it's, that little bit of flour is going to be gone. That little bit of oil can't make nothing. But oh, I don't know what she was probably singing in her heart. The next morning, she go and look in there. Oh, little bit more flour.
That's right.
Got to the oil. Little bit more. Let's make some cake. Tuesday comes. Wait a minute. A little bit more. And the Bible tells us that the whole time that drought was going, that she never went hungry, neither did her son or neither did the man of God. So I'm telling us on today that God will do whatever needs to be done.
Yes.
Sometimes we're stressing out. We don't have this. We don't have that. We want this. We need this. God knows what we need.
Yes.
And he has left it on record for us to be able to trust him. Do you know whenever Jesus makes mention of something, it's got to be for a reason.
That's right.
This story that we're reading, this ain't no make-believe. This shown up, sure enough, happened. You know, Oklahoma, we say shown up. You know, that's short for sure enough. This happened. And what's the purpose of what God is telling us? That we can trust him. Because if you haven't gone through some hard times, just keep living.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go through some hard times. You're going to go through some tight places. And God said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the earth. This thing was so important that even Jesus, this really touched my heart. Even Jesus in Luke 4, 25 through 26, Jesus said, but I tell you the truth. I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah. And they were Israelite women. But the whole nation had fell into sin. And they were raggedy before God. So Jesus said, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, Jesus is taking the Jews back to what God did back then. Yes, it was a drought. Yes, it was 3.5 years. Yes, it did stop raining due to the prophet's word saying it's not going to rain again, but by my word. That's the God we serve. So Jesus said, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land, but to none of them was Elijah sent, except to Zarephath, that little town. And guess who else? Who's from that region? Jezebel. That was her hometown. And this is where the prophet, I mean, the Baal worship was, it was the headquarters. This was the hub of idol worship. God said, I'm not worried about Jezebel. I'm not worried about Ahab. I got people everywhere. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. And so Jesus is reminding them, say, in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. Do you know that God has a special place in his heart for mothers?
That's right.
Come on, somebody. Yeah. He has a special place. Now, listen, God hears a mother's cry.
Yes.
I've seen it with my own eyes. And I would encourage every mother in the house, when the going get rough and the going get tough and the heels are hard to climb, call on the name of the Lord. In the midnight hour, call on Jesus. He'll answer prayer. He'll make a way out of no way. I think Philippians 4:19 say, and my God shall supply all. He didn't say a little bit, a few of my little needs.
Right.
My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, some of y'all might be saying, well,
amen.
I'm not no Israelite, and I'm not a Zarephathy, but guess what? Jesus have come on the scene.
Yes.
And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So now we are under the umbrella of grace.
Yes.
And we're serving a God of all grace and mercy and compassion, a God who is concerned about each one of us. And guess what? By knowing that, then we don't have to wait on the drive. We don't have to look for this or look for that. We can come boldly.
Yes.
As Hebrews 4 says, boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy. How many need mercy?
Yes.
That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Is this a time of need that we're living in?
Yes.
Yes, it is. So we need to take God's word to heart. We need to stand on God's word. How big is our God to us? How big is he to you? How big am I going to allow him to be in my life? God has brought us from a mighty long way. A lot of us are sitting up here today because we're saved by the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
We're sitting here today because he has poured his spirit down within us. And he wants us to trust him and stand on his word, because we're living in crucial time, and nowhere have we read in the Bible that it's going to get any better. It ain't going to get nothing but worse. But if we hang on to God's unchanging hand,
yes,
we'll see the salvation of the Lord. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our way maker. He's our soon coming king. He's everything that we need. He's, yes, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. That's who he is. And we just trust the Lord and hold on. He'll bless our socks off. Amen.
Amen.
So that's the word on today. Just think about this when times get a little tough on you. Just a little bit of flour, you know. Now, I know in King James, I can say a little meal, but there wasn't no corn in Palestine. There wasn't no corn in that part of the world. But a little flour, see, just a little bit of meal, but we have a great big God. He's a healer. He's a healer. Anybody ever been healed by the power of God?
Yes.
Psalm 62:11 say, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God.
Yes.
It's not in me. It's not in my bank account. It's not in who I know, but it's in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. That's who he is. That's who he is. I want to pray for every mother in the house today. Samantha, it's so good to see you and baby Luke. You just don't know, sweetheart, how many people are praying for you and your husband and that precious little first baby. I kind of heard something in that, you know. But I would like to pray for all the mothers, and then we're going to, let me just say this before we pray. The food is here. After we dismiss, we have a plan. The brothers have a plan. Brothers, where are you? Make some noise if you're in here. So what we're going to do on this side of the room over here, we're going to move. We already got in the plan. We're going to move some chairs over here, and we're going to set up some tables, and we're going to prepare to serve. So we want all of the sisters, young and old, if you all could just kind of move over this side after the benediction and kind of up front a little bit while we do our thing for about 7 minutes. We got it down to a science. And we're just going to bless today. And if you can stay and be a part of what we want to serve you, or if you can't, please at least take something with you. We pray for all of our mothers that are not here today. So many were pulled in different places by their family, but we just thank God through Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Can we all stand, please?
Don't do it.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this glorious day. We thank you for this Mother's Day. We thank you for every mother in the house. We thank you for all of those who may not be natural mothers, but have a mother's heart, who's so concerned about other children, that's not even their own, and trying to nurture it, to help them. Pray, Lord God, for mothers that are struggling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for mothers who have heavy burdens on their heart, tired and weary from sometimes hours at work and hours in the home, and sometimes not a whole lot of sleep at night, and concerned about the children, concerned about the husband, concerned about the bills, and sometimes it's so much load, Father God, on our mothers that if we're not careful, we can take it for granted. But Father, I lift up every mother in the house to you now, from the youngest to the eldest, Lord, those who are raising children for the first time. God, I pray that you give them the knowledge, the wisdom, the comfort, the peace of mind to know that you are in control and you're going to teach them and raise them and show them just how great you are. And as mothers are crying out for their children, from the baby to those that are young adults, and the desires they have for their children, God bless the children, that they don't go wayward, Lord, that they don't become a statistic, that they don't come to nothing, Lord, that they'll adhere to their mom's voice and to the voice of their dad, and they'll come to know you at an early age, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And every mother that's in the house that may be even afflicted or ailing in their own body, but they put themselves aside and they're looking forward to helping someone else. God, I bless you today in the name of the Lord. I pray for these mothers, oh God, that this will be a glorious day, that this will be a restful day. This will be a day that they will always remember, how the reflections of their husbands and children, Lord, came from an earnest heart, expressing the love for the mothers, Lord. God, I pray for those who are having a hard time today, because Mother's Day have been a tragic time in times past. Mother may be gone or deceased, or may have lost a loved one on a certain day. And these days it's kind of hard, but God, you are our God. You are our Father, Lord. Jesus said, who is my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, but those who do the will of God. God, give these precious mothers to know that we are, that she have blood brothers and sisters, the blood of Jesus brothers and sisters, Lord. And we can come together and we can help one another. We can bless one another, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you right now. Lord God, we ask you to bless every family that's represented here in 3P's on today. Thank you for what we've heard, what we've seen, what we experienced on today. Lord God, we ask you to bless this food that's been catered into this place on today. Make it wholesome and nourishment for our bodies, Father God. Give us great fellowship in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We can't get along without you. Bless the offering box, the tithe and the offering boxes on the wall, Lord, as we give from our hearts to you for the upbuilding of your kingdom. Father, we just thank you. We praise you in the name of Jesus and all the saints of God together. Let's give God a big resounding amen and amen.